Sif Gimel. The Machaber says that the people sitting by the table who are being yitzet with the bracha of the one making mitzi, they cannot eat challah until he eats. In the olden days, it was common that everyone had challah in front of themselves, and one person made a mitzi and was mitzi everybody. And then, technically, they should be able to eat before him. However, the halacha is that since they're dependent on him for his lechem mishnah, the chal they have in front of them either wasn't shalim, or at least they didn't have two shalimis, they didn't have lechem mishnah, so they could not start eating from their challah until he ate from his. And he would actually give out from his challah, like we still do nowadays, and everyone would eat, and this would be part of his lechem mishnah. So this is whether they have their own challah in front of them, or don't have their own challah in front of them, and he just gave out the pieces before he ate himself. In any case, they cannot eat until he first eats, since everyone's dependent on him for lechem mishnah. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that if everyone has their own lechem mishnah in front of them, just he's making the bracha for everyone, which maybe was more common in the old days also, because now everyone knew how to make brachas properly. So one person was making bracha for everybody. Maybe had to do the bravam, had to smell off the one. One person should make bracha for everybody. But if everyone had their own lechem mishnah, so once he made his bracha, people said, I made this bracha, and then everyone could start eating from their own lechem mishnah. Since they're not dependent on him for his challah at all, they all have their own lechem mishnah, therefore they don't have to wait for him to start eating. Siftala, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Suda of both Friday night and Shabbos day must have passed, they must have challah. And Mishnah explains, even though we'll learn eventually, Bez Hashem, some Reish Tzadi Hei, Sif Hei, Legab B'Shal HaShudas, at the Arpais Kamod, you don't have to wash B'Shal HaShudas, does not have to be made on bread on challah. The first two Sudas, Friday night and Shabbos day, the Ikka Kovet Shabbos, and everyone agrees that you have to pass, you have to have challah. Let's say someone has Sorva Oynas, and it's not possible for them to eat challah on Friday night, so then Shabbos day, they should eat three Sudas, but they should still find a way to have Kiddush Friday night, and after Kiddush, eat a kzayis of possibly kistin, cake or something like that, or if need be, even just drink a revias of yayin. See, and they don't have access to challah Friday night, this way they can still have Kiddush with Kiddush Malkum Suda Friday night with a kzayis of cake or revias of yayin. Next simon, simon reish ayin hey, is dvar masum lasis la'or ner b'Shabbos. There are certain things that's also for a person to do by the light of a candle on Shabbos, because the chashash of shemayata, he might come to adjust it. In the olden days, they read and they did things with the light of candles, or not even necessarily wax candles, but they had oil with a wick. Imagine like some ladies use for Ben Shluch on Shabbos, or Ulai and Hanukkah, oil with a wick in it. And if somebody plays around with the wick and the oil, so the flame can get either bigger or smaller. So it's a chashash of shemayata. Someone might come to adjust the wick and the oil a little bit to get a bigger flame. Then chas v'shalom, they'll be over in the Isser of Mavir on Shabbos, of making a bigger flame, making a bigger fire on Shabbos. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, the ain't poilin. This poilin, the way it says in the Pirush, in the Shulchan Aruch, is that people want to get rid of lice that got stuck in their begotim, their clothing kinim is like lice, and they want to clean that out. And they had to look carefully to see if there was lice then to get rid of it. So ain't poilin cannot clean out the begotim from lice, la'ar aner with candlelight on Shabbos, on Friday night, when you're dependent on the candlelight. The ain't karm b'sefi cannot learn or read from a sefer or have to a book, either la'ar aner, because the chashash shamiyata might come to adjust. It might come to adjust the oil and the wick and change things with the fire. Mishtabura says the same thing, one cannot check tzitzis or anything that needs iyun, that needs proper care, looking carefully, because sim chashash shamayata in there, you might adjust in there to bring the shemen closer to the psilo, to the wick, in order to get a better flame, better fire. And even somebody who's reading, someone's learning or reading, and he's not speaking the words out loud with his mouth, he's just reading with his eyes, the chashash shamayata exists. Then there's a big light plug. Even if the lamp and the candle is very high up, it's 10 stories higher than you, it's many, many feet higher, and you can't even reach it. So there's no practical shah shamiyata. Still, the chukah chamadav is a big lay plug, and one cannot learn or read to this candlelight because of the original shash of shamiyata. And the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, it's also, even if it's an ashashit, it's in the glass. You'd have to go into the glass in order to adjust it. Or it's kavua b'chur shebekaisel, or the lamp is stuck into a hole in the wall, there's no practical shah shamiyata. Still, it's also to learn or to read to the light of this candle. Mishnah Berurah discusses, let's say it's in a shoshes, it's in a glass case, which is locked with a key. So he says, then some place gramater, because if the candle's 10 stories up, there's a chashash. Maybe someone will climb up, will go up the ten stories, climb up a ladder, or climb up the stairs, and see what's up there. Mashiach, if it's locked in a box, that no one ever does, and that's a hekera, that's like a reminder, the fact it's locked on the lock and key, that'll be a reminder not to be matal in there. Similar to halacha, which we'll get to, that some places can say that you're allowed to be perek ba madlikim or in there, because no chashash shamiyata while you bring the perek ba madlikim, which discusses being careful of these things. Mishnah Berurah is our place, the Amachmer, that locked up in the shashash with the key is not going to help because it's a big lay plug. The Eli Rabba's mitzada to be meko, if you gave the key to somebody else, that person's considered like a shamer, then he's going to remind you not to be matal. The issur of reading la'ar in there applies by day also on Shabbos if it's in a dark place.